You're listening to KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. Reporting for KCBX News, I'm Mainika Wilhelm. Eating is pretty much an otter's number one daily activity. To stay warm in the chilly Pacific, an otter needs to get its paws on 10 to 15 pounds of food each day. But how do they hunt down so much food? Researchers from UC Santa Cruz are on it.
My name is Sarah McKay Strobel. I would call myself a sensory ecologist.
And while otters can use the full portfolio of their five senses in air, most of those senses get a lot less useful when they hunt for food underwater.
If you consider the environment that they live in,
that would be the murky waters off the central coast.
It's really hard to see more than a foot or two ahead of you.
The sense of smell is also not much use for a hungry otter.
Sea otter's holding its breath every time it's diving, so it can't necessarily sniff and smell things.
But otters are well equipped to feel their way around.
So sea otters have both well-developed whiskers on their face, and they also have really dexterous front paws.
So Strobel worked with a research otter to specifically look into the animal's sense of touch.
Her official name, according to the Federal Registry, is Otter 595, but we named her Selka.
To get a handle on Selka's texture-feeling abilities, Strobel used these textured plates. They're plastic squares roughly the size of a small kitchen cutting board covered in vertical grooves.
Kind of like a pair of corduroy pants.
And Strobel tested how well Selka could tell between slightly different plates. The test happened in this setup that's almost like a little otter-sized drive-through window. So when Selka begins a test, her drive-through door slides open. But instead of placing an order, Selka gets to feel two different textured plates. In some tests, she used only her whiskers, while in others, she used only her paws.
And once she's felt them for as long as she wants to, then she makes a choice.
She pushes down the plate she thinks is right.
If she got it correct, then she gets a big juicy shrimp. And if she doesn't get it correct,
nope.
Then she just comes back over to me. I give her a little bit of food to keep her occupied while we set up the next trial.
In less than half a second, Selka could tell the difference between grooves with teeny tiny differences, less than a millimeter, for both her paws and her whiskers. Humans took much longer to choose between different plates as well as Selka could. But that makes sense because we don't feel our way to our meals the way otters do when they dive.
When you start to account for all these things that a sea otter needs to be able to do within 30, 90 seconds while holding its breath, you can imagine why it might be very important to be able to use your sense of touch to find things and catch things really, really quickly.
And finding food matters for the otter population as a whole, says Mike Harris. He's an environmental scientist for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife.
The southern sea otter is listed as threatened under the Federal Endangered Species Act.
Sea otter's biggest threat, Harris says, is shark bites. But food availability matters too.
Most of the Big Sur coastline that has been occupied by otters now for decades, they have reached a point where they're essentially at carrying capacity.
Basically, there's not enough food for more otters to survive. But understanding how otters find food could help us continue recovering their population in the future. And as for sea otters' sensitivity to different textures, Harris isn't exactly surprised, given that otters clearly use their paws so much. But he still thinks it's cool.
It's really quite amazing and fascinating.
So the next time you see otters fiddling around in the ocean, they're also collecting lots of information from their paws and their whiskers. And they're using touch quickly enough to keep up with their voracious appetites. Reporting for KCBX News, I'm Mainika Wilhelm.